Gee, Falcha, good Gian Clark, come with Luke Class Gill, and a shock on the show to me, Tom Comack, with you as usual until 9 o'clock. And as always, hope you can stay with this for the next 29 minutes or so. Coming up on tonight's programme, we hear from newly appointed Derry senior football team manager Damien Barton. But first, Termon's veteran forward Maureen O'Donnell is this week preparing for Termon's first step in defence of the Ulster Senior Ladies' Crown. She's been speaking to Oisin Kelly.
Well, Maureen, looking into another Ulster campaign, I suppose, what, this is your fourth in a row now with Termon in recent times, and Ulster's the next stage for you, and that's where you want to be at this time of the year.
That's right. Ulster quarterfinal now again on Sunday. We're looking forward to it. I suppose it's another good achievement for the club. You know, it's not going to be easy. I suppose we have St Paul's from Antrim. They're a good side. We played them a few years back. They're a really good, skillful side, and you know, they're not going to come all the way down here. You know, just for a match, they're going to come down to expect to win. But yeah, I suppose it's great for the club and it's great for us ourselves. We would like to progress now to the semi-final and maybe on into the final.
Yeah, I suppose St Paul's are coming here with nothing to lose, so there's no real pressure on them, because you're the Mark side, you're the defending champions.
That's right. You know, we have the All-Ireland title to try and retain, and that can put an awful lot of pressure on a team. And as you say, St Paul's been coming down here with everything to gain. You know, as I was saying earlier, that, you know, it's like a final for them. Anybody going out to play the All-Ireland Champions, you just want to beat them. And that becomes, you know, that's really what it's all about for them. If they go away beating us on Sunday, you know, they'll be thinking to themselves that they're in with a good chance in the campaign.
Yeah. Is this now a stage of the season where you just have to bring it now to another level, Maureen?
Absolutely. Once you leave the county, the step up is enormous, to be honest. You've seen yourself some of the games last year, even the Donegal game, the Ulster final, like, it's a big difference from a county standard. Even though now, to be fair to Glenfinnan are a great up and coming side, and they give us a serious run in the county final, and we weren't taking anything for granted at that stage. But now when you're into Ulster, the hits get harder, and you're playing teams that have been playing at a higher level, and I suppose they're coming out of their counties too, but you just don't know what to expect as well from teams.
And how important is it to get it up and running with a game being played at home and getting the home term and support behind you?
It's fantastic. Home game's very special for, I suppose, in terms of our supporters. They're always behind us. They're always travelling. They've been travelling for the last 5 years with us now, coming to games that are maybe 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. So for them to get up in the morning and say, oh, we've got a game down here now on the pitch, it's just great. It's great for ourselves that we don't have to be getting on a bus. You know, it's always special a bit. Be at home. You know, I'd expect a crowd from all over the county. I'd expect different people from different clubs coming in to watch the game as well on Sunday. Hopefully now the weather will stay nice, and it'll be a nice day, and it'll be a nice day out for people. But yeah, it's really, really special, and a one now on Sunday at home would be fantastic for the girls and for us.
You mentioned the All-Ireland final, obviously you took Dolores back to Termon last year, and you just want to defend that this year. Is that always mentioned now in the dressing room before each game? Because if you just want to go up another level, you just have to do that again. So you just do more?
You do, and I mean, that was special, no doubt about it. Sometimes it hasn't sunk in just yet, you know. But, you know, I don't think we're putting ourselves under that much pressure. In 2010, when we won Ulster, we kind of won it by surprise, to be honest, and I suppose we popped on a mine. They weren't expecting it. We were kind of going on momentum that year, and the year after then, I suppose we wanted to retain Ulster. It was all about retaining Ulster, so we got a bit ahead of ourselves, and this was 2011 actually, and Glenfinnan beat us in the county final. So we're not sort of saying, you know, we talk very little about the All-Ireland and about retaining it. For us, it's just one match at a time, and it's probably better for us to focus that way now. So going out on Sunday, for us, it's an Ulster quarter final. We'd like to progress the Ulster semi-final, and we'll take it one day at a time. But we know that if we don't perform in the day and we get complacent by thinking too far ahead, you know, which can happen to a lot of the girls, it can happen to you mentally. So we're just going to stay focused on the day.
Maureen, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Oisin.
Termon's Maureen O'Donnell there with Oisin Kelly, looking ahead to Termon's first round defence of the Ulster Senior Crown on Sunday when they host St Paul's of Antrim at the Burn Road. Thought the way Geistach Lishan Clark come on Luke Class Gale, and a shock than a shawl to meet Tom Comack. Next up, we hear from new Derry Senior Manager Damien Barton, who is hoping to restore the Oakleaf County to the football's top table.
Well, Damien, first of all, congratulations on your appointment as Derry Senior Team Manager. A big job, and I'm sure it's a challenging one and one you're looking forward to.
Oh, it is indeed. As I said before, I think it's a great honour to have the opportunity to manage your county. I think there's very few people wouldn't jump at the opportunity, but something I could have done possibly a few years ago, and the opportunity came up again, and I'm just keen to give it a go.
Did you think the chance had gone the last time when you didn't get a crack at it?
Probably. You don't see it coming around again, but you know, you mature a wee bit, and perhaps with hindsight, I'm looking back now thinking maybe I'm in a better position now.
Right. And was it a case of you going looking this time, or were they anxious to talk to you?
No, well, I mean, a couple of people had said to me, nominated me, call it what you like, but yeah. Obviously I put myself forward for interview, and I wouldn't have if I wasn't interested in the job.
Yeah. And looking at the challenge ahead, as we mentioned, it is an honour and a challenge. How big a challenge is it, do you feel?
It's probably quite a challenge for any new manager. I think trying to get a grasp of what's required in terms of structure, what is in situ, if there's changes to be made, there's that infrastructure challenge. Then there's a challenge of obviously trying to get players, the best players. Are they the best players? You know, then you've got to put them in a position to challenge. So it is a big, big task.
Yeah. But having said that, you've been on the club scene, managed a lot of clubs in the county. You would know a lot of the players and what is out there and what's not out there.
Well, I would have a fair idea. But again, I wouldn't have that big an idea of some of the lower divisions. And it would be an absolute disrespect to them because they put in the same effort. They make the same commitment. And I know from seeing some of the intermediate games, just as an example, some fantastic footballers there. I can think of some counties that aren't afraid to dip down into the leagues. And I very much am the same. I mean, if there are players who are good enough, I want to see them here. I want to see them challenged to represent their county. If we can bring them on and develop them, I think that's a very positive thing.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that's somewhere where people have gone wrong in the past? Maybe that they haven't looked for players from the lower divisions, that they'll try to stick maybe to senior teams, Division 1 teams?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, as I'm about to find out, it maybe is difficult to get people here for trials because at the end of the day, the calendar works against you as well. I think there's a window of opportunity between now and the start of November that we need to look at players. Of course, then there's the business of screening players and just really, really looking at what we have in terms of drawing up an initial panel.
Yeah. And tell me, what's the Barton philosophy on football? Will we see changes in the type of football Derry play?
I don't know. I mean, I think anybody watching me in club football has saw me lose games at the... in my quest to go and win it at the other end, shall we say. So I just like players going out to express themselves. I have this inbuilt notion that perhaps I might have to change it, but I think players prepare themselves and train very, very diligently to go and express themselves as footballers and win games by scores and not just want to win games defensively by a point. But at the same time, I've got to recognise that it's very, very much a part of the game now. And unless you embrace that...
And strike a balance.
I mean, that's the balance. But again, people who have successfully struck that balance this year have some fantastic athletes.
Yeah. And tell me, in terms of a squad and a panel, have you started work on putting one together yet? Or have you talked to any of the players from last year's squad or last year's...
Well, I've spoke to maybe one or two, but on a casual basis. Certainly it wasn't, you're coming back next year or whatever, or this year. But no, I mean, my perception is that at this stage, I'd love to try and run a few trials. And even that's going to be difficult because there are still club commitments going on. I think that if we left out last year's National League footballers and Championship footballers and concentrated on people that haven't represented Derry before, that would be a starting point, and perhaps bring the other guys in later on in October and see what sort of shape they're in, and they'll have to go through the same process of trials.
And what does Damien Barton look for in a county footballer?
I think that very much has changed. I think obviously you look at an athlete, you look for power, you look for pace. It depends very much on their position as well. But it has become a very athletic game. I've seen football over several decades, and the development of the game tactically, the development of the athlete has just been incredible. So I need athletes first and footballers second perhaps.
And having said that, naturally enough, if you're going to need quality forwards, as you say, the emphasis is going to be on scoring, you need a certain amount of talent too, don't you?
I think so. You know, I think even looking at these trials, I think I woke up this morning thinking, what if too many defenders turn up and not enough forwards? But I think marquee forwards, as they're referred to, they would be well known within any county. And at the end of the day, you know, the wonderful thing in Derry at the moment is we saw Slough Neil, who obviously represented the county with great distinction last year. We saw two young forwards who were magnificent last night against a couple of very experienced markers, and I think that augurs well for them, but also for the county. So we have actually good forwards. I think we've got to look at the type of play that are going to bring those forwards into the game, and so they can show their skill set. But we have plenty of good forwards.
You mentioned Slough Neil last year winning Ulster and going all the way to the All-Ireland. You know, Derry football, you know, has a great tradition, and club football has a great tradition in club championships. Lavey have won All-Irelands, Ballanderry, Balai have all won All-Irelands. And it's something that the outsider finds it very hard to understand, especially in recent years, that, you know, you just can't bring it together at county level.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a very parochial thing around here, and Slough Neil are a team that are very experienced now, and they're a unique community. I think most families in the Slough Neil community participate in some of the sports, whether it's camogie, hurling, football, and I think that's down to their tremendous credit. Perhaps as a county, we can learn an awful lot from them as well, and the Ballanderrys, etc. I think that's a challenge for me as well. I mean, you know, they may win the county final next weekend. Coleraine will have a big say in that, but at the end of the day, then they might go through Ulster, and of course you're doing without those players as well. You're hoping they'll come back. I think it has been a tremendous campaign that they have been on last year. There's an awful lot of dual players there as well. So,
but is it a thing though where the loyalty with Derry footballers is more to the club than the county?
I think probably there is an aspect of that. I think we have to look at that and see how we can bring the club ethos into the county, but only players can do that. You know, and players, they respect each other, they're very competitive on the pitch, but they've got to come together in a quest to want to represent their county as much as their club.
You played in a golden era for Derry football, won every honour. I think there can be one in the game, literally, at senior, minor, under 21 level. You know, there was the same problems back then, probably. But there was one man that came along that time, Eamon Coleman, and he seemed to have something that got you guys to commit and to give it for the county.
Well, Eamon was his personality, he was a very affable chap, you know, and you couldn't dislike Eamon. You know, he was very blunt at times, and you would have fell out with him perhaps, and he was the first man at your back door the next morning. So a real football man and a real people man. He had a unique skill set in working with people.
But he got you guys to come together.
He did. He did. You know, it was easy to come together because there was a sense of purpose from the start of the year. Derry won the National League in 92. I suppose they're a wee bit sick at looking at their neighbours being successful in 91, 92. But so I do think there was a momentum there. And of course, Eamon had come through minors and he had represented Derry as well, but he had taken the minors in 83 to the success. But Eamon was always very well respected. And certainly if I could get anywhere near, whether it be deserved of it or not, the respect that he got from players, it would be a good thing.
Was there anything you could learn from him, or maybe use that he used to get that, to get the people to work together?
As I say, he was a very affable man, yeah. You know, and he spoke to everybody, and he was, I think he was on everybody's level, and he never changed. I mean, Eamon was Eamon. He was very ordinary, if you want to call it ordinary. But, you know, he never changed, and people liked him for what he was. And I do think, though, that it was a unique situation, too, that Mickey Moran was a fantastic coach, Henry Downey a fantastic captain. You know, so I think that triumphant of people actually had a big say in us being successful around that era.
Yeah, and I suppose at that time as well, St. Pat's Mara had come through and had been very successful and had been kind of a nursery, hadn't it?
Aye, well, do you know, coming from a vocational background, I'd have to say St. Pius is probably there as well, a few All-Irelands there as well. But I think school football was very strong. School football is still very strong in Derry. Underage football is very strong. We look at Glenn Mahara. Yeah. We look at the minors this year, some fantastic footballers probably lacked just that wee bit of experience of Croke Park. On another day, they may have beaten Kerry, who have proven their miles ahead of everyone else. But I don't think Derry's that far away. We have a good under-21 team who could have done better against Tyrone. It just didn't work out for them. Yeah, you know, so I think the players are there. I think it's a huge responsibility for me, for Damien McAuleen as minor manager, for whoever we put in as under-21 managers. I think it's a big challenge for us to make sure that progression is there.
And just, you mentioned there where Eamon had come through with minors and under-21s onto the senior. Is that a disadvantage to you now, do you feel?
I think it may be. You could argue that it is. You could argue that if you look at Tyrone's success this year, you're looking at the next management team to go in at senior level in Canavan and Co. But, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes, actually, a cold eye from experience at club level, sometimes you get too close to players. Yeah. And I think that actually can be to the detriment, where you know what players are like on the training pitch, you know what they were like last year and the year before that, and perhaps they're not the player the following year.
Yeah.
So
other players can come through.
Oh, yeah, it can work both ways. You know, sometimes a cold eye is the way to look at things.
I've seen a few names bandied about as backroom team. Have you finalised a backroom team?
Brian McGuckin would be a nephew of Adrian's. Brian's going to be involved in coaching. Brian is a young, progressive coach. I think he's going to be very good with people. And he very much fits my ethos of how the game should be approached. I know that Tony Scullion's name has been mentioned, four-time All-Star. Wouldn't I be crazy not to ask his advice? So he will be involved in an advisory capacity. I'm hoping that some of my colleagues from 93 and the 90s will be giving me a bit of advice as well. We have a strength and conditioning coach that I hope is going to stay in situ, Owen Bradley. You know, so we have people, but I think the coaching is the most important aspect.
Yeah, and a big backroom team and a strong backroom team. And, you know, I think that was even something way back in 93 and 92 that Eamon Coleman had. And I remember when Craig Mahoney's name cropped up at one stage, I think people were open aghast, really. But psychologists and all are very much part of it now.
I'm not sure what the psychologist or who the psychologist was for at that time. But Craig was certainly a character that brought a bit of fun and a bit of professionalism in his own unique way, as any Australian would do, a very proud sportsman. Yeah. So it's amazing just how small things make big differences, and everything has to be aligned, as any successful manager would tell you. You know, if the deck of cards fall, you know, the success just isn't going to be there. So everything's got to be stacked in your favour, and that means an awful lot in terms of club structure, club competitions, injury prevention, because of that. So, I mean, that's something I'll have to challenge as well, of course.
And you mentioned it earlier, and I read as well, where the vacancy at under-21 hadn't been filled because they wanted to discuss it with you. Have you thoughts on that? Some people...
I'm wondering who told you that, because...
I read it somewhere.
I was under the impression that was my job. No, I mean, I actually think that there will be a different management team. I think obviously we'll have some involvement, but I do believe that we have some rich footballing talent. I look at Glenn Mahara, for example. It would be silly not to perhaps involve someone from that club, because there is a fair strong contingent that has come through over the last number of years. So that's something we look at, but I think the under-21s should be and will be given a bit of emphasis this year as it was last year.
So will it be a part of the senior setup or somebody from senior management that will look after them?
Well, it could possibly be, but I think there will be a separate management team who will work in tandem with the senior team.
Yeah, and that can be difficult at times. It's very important to have a relationship.
Well,
because
I think it won't be difficult, because at the end of the day, we're working for the common good of the player. I think a more difficult task is how they're going to operate with the Sigerson commitments for those that are students. Mm. Everything happens in March for some bizarre reason. So, it's a challenge which is not a distraction for me, but it's a challenge that someone else will look at. But certainly, it will be under the auspices of the senior management.
The term is 2 years. What's the objective, I suppose, the short-term objectives and long-term objectives? Or have you written anything up on the bathroom mirror yet?
Not at all, no. Stay sane. I think probably short-term is to try and get footballers out that want to play for Derry, and to try and find some talent that maybe has not been tapped into yet. Players develop at different stages and at different ages, whether it's emotionally, physically. So I just want to get players out on the pitch. I want players to realise the heritage of this county. As I've got older, have become to realise that I'm part of something which is much greater. There's been some fantastic footballers, officials, that have done so much for this county to put it where it is. And I think that has to be respected. And as such, I and anybody who's going to play for me will know that responsibility.
Yeah. And what's the message from Damien Barton to any players out there that want to give the commitment? What are you going to be saying to them when you meet them first?
That this is a year's commitment, and that it's going to take everything. I think what we do on the pitch is only part of it. I think what you do away from the pitch is probably the most important part.
So give up your life for a year, by and large.
I think everybody gives up their life. I think people now at club level would see that they're giving up their lives. But a year is a very short time. And it has rich dividends, but at the end of the day, we will not succeed unless we give it everything. Yeah. And I think any team that has been successful, they know that they have given it from the start of the year.
And can we expect to see everybody back from last year's panel?
I don't know. I think there may be changes. People could be at the end of their tether, for want of a better description. That's not being disrespectful. I played whenever I was 35. I couldn't avoid injuries. You can't do the same amount of work as a 25-year-old, etc. So that's something that's going to have to be looked at. You look at our championship this year, some of the older players have been the dominant players. They probably would tell you themselves that they couldn't do it on a consistent basis. So that's something that we look at. But, I mean, you put your best players out on the pitch, and that should always be the goal.
And when do you hope to get up and running? Well, you've probably started, have you?
Well, hopefully, mid-October. I mean, we're going to look at a few trials, but unfortunately, this fixture is going on at the minute. Of course, there's a couple of championship finals. So we're not going to get everybody out on the pitch, but we're going to give people the opportunity who haven't played in the National League or who haven't played for Derry in the championship last year to come along to trials. And it's an opportunity for them to get to here and get out on this grass and show us what they can do. I think on one occasion it may not be enough. I think it's very unfair to ask somebody for one trial. There's so many variables that they might perform, they might not, if they're out of position. And it's bizarre sometimes playing with a total stranger. So that's all part of it, and it's a big challenge for anybody that comes forward. But I want players coming forward. I don't care what division they're in. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their historical background has been, whether they've played colleges football or not, it doesn't matter. If they and their clubs think that they're good enough, I need them here.
Could that be your one big advantage, the fact that you haven't been involved before at county level, that you've no baggage?
Oh, I don't have any baggage. I don't have any baggage.
I do.
Look, I think it's a good thing, but if you talk to anybody, in all honesty, even involved in club football now, if you don't deliver success in 2 years, you're going in one direction, and that's probably out because in 2 years, prejudice sets in, and people who haven't got a chance over that period of time feel they will never get a chance. And I never think that a manager is any bigger than one team, you know, or one squad or one county. So sometimes people can overstay, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to take it one day at a time.
And one of the big issues, and it's not only a Derry problem, it's a national problem, it's involved in every county. What's your view on club versus county and players playing for, and I know it's a ten marker, but what is your view on it when you get your players together and get going in the league?
You know, this it's difficult for players. I want clubs to know what we're doing. I don't want them going back out to their club and cross training or doing something that's going to upset a program that has been put in place by somebody more scientific and professional than I. It's only fair on the player. But I think it's very, very difficult. We need clubs on board. You know that successful counties, club football takes a backseat. And that's the reality. And if clubs want to buy into their county being successful, the long and short of it is, no matter what way you dress it up, is they're going to have to be 110% behind their player and their county.
Yeah. And they should feel it's an honour for have a player from their
club.
Well,
I think it's an honour for any club to have a county player or players. And I think, you know, I think most players see it as an honour. Most clubs see it as an honour, whether it's minor, under 21 or senior. But I do believe that within this county, it's quite small. I think we have to put a big emphasis on players playing for the county. And I think we've got to support them. Generally, most clubs do. But there are, and you have to respect critical times of the year, promotions, relegations. And I mean, there All-Ireland could be a relegation playoff, and you have to respect that as well.
And finally, Derry are in Division 2 next year. A tough Division 2. Is that... Is the objective to get out of Division 2?
I think the objective is to get out of it, but the objective is to stay in first. I think looking up... I wouldn't mind going to Kerry. I wouldn't mind. You know what the challenge is. You see it in front of you. But I mean, it's an Ulster Championship in itself. I think it's quite bizarre how it has worked out. Meath, Laois, Galway. I mean, very, very difficult games. And that's before you take the Ulster contingent into play. But I think it'll be fantastic going forward into the Ulster Championship.
Yeah, and will we have a sight of your? You'd be close to your best team, you experiment in the McKenna Cup and get ready for the league?
I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, my objective is to get the panel together and look at them at the start of November. And we've been going out to win matches. I don't care what competition it's in. We need to win matches and foster that culture of success.
But it's all about the championship, really.
No, it isn't. It is and it isn't. Look, I mean, every match, as far as I'm concerned, I want my players to want to go out and perform and win. What else can you do? It's a competitive environment. If you're not up for the battle, you haven't a pup's chance of being there at the end. I don't want Derry to be associated with failure.
And finally, have you had much contact with your former colleagues or 93 team? Since your appointment?
Aye, some of them have actually sent me messages, phoned and so on, which has been great. I think for me it's been a very humbling experience, actually almost embarrassing. There have been, a lot of them have phoned and said, look, fair play to you, good luck, and you know we're behind you. And I think that's absolutely fantastic to hear that. I mean, different cultures.
There could be important men when you get into trenches.
Well, maybe, you know, because at the end of the day, I've learned to listen to people. And I listen to everybody and anybody. And I respect the views of the majority of them, quite obviously. And some of them are a wee bit more humble than others. But, you know, I mean, listen, I mean, those guys know, because they're involved with club football as well in some capacity, the best players in this county. They know the trends in football at the minute, so I will listen to them, and I know they follow what other counties are doing as well, so as much information as I can get is something I'm going to take on board.
Damien, thanks for taking the time out to talk to us, and the best of luck on the job.
Thank you.
That's it for another week from the GAA programme. My thanks to our guests tonight, Damien Barton, Maureen O'Donnell, and of course to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Seachtain, Seohogan, Slán agus Beannacht.
The GAA programme with